And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what? You look like just the right amount of trouble.
It's like a seatbelt. I can't get out now until the ride is over. I have a general question. I guess it's specific, it's general. I don't have a particular situation that I want you to comment on. I've been listening through tapes. I've been to a couple of seminars before this with my wife, and I'm feeling as if I've made a lot of progress in how I'm thinking, that my thinking's getting readjusted, and I try to be very conscious of whether I'm going upstream or downstream when I'm having negative feelings. And I'm feeling as if I'm kind of stuck. Do you know what I mean? And on the one hand, you know, people grow and then you pause and you grow and you pause, but I'm feeling as if I'm stuck from moving to where more things that I'm wanting will be happening. Though I have to say that, you know, I've had some really, really positive experiences, and the experiences that I've had, especially how I relate to other people at work or at home, how I let it affect me, has really been very strong and good. And so what does someone do who's feeling as if they're getting it, but they're feeling kind of stuck? And I know that it's a dichotomy that, you know.
Well, it's interesting. We'll use the stream analogy that you're talking about. It's our favorite, because when you realize that all of the life that you're living that's setting forth all of those rockets of desires is creating a momentum that does feel like a stream. When law of attraction responds to that vibrational escrow that you've set into motion, it causes, we were trying to demonstrate that earlier, this vortex of energy that draws everything to it, including you, it does feel like a strong current. And when you allow yourself to go, you feel the ease of going. And when you're choosing thoughts that don't let you go, you feel the discord or the dis-ease of not going. So let's take this subject of stuck that you're talking about, and we want to play with it just a little bit. It will shake something loose for you, because you're doing far better than you're giving yourself credit, and we want to show you why. So let's say that you are like most people. You are observing what's going on around, and while you give your attention to some good things, some things wanted and some things not wanted, there's a variety of it. But let's say, just for sake of this example, that you are on a sort of negative jag about something. There are things that are bothering you, and you're looking at them and commenting on them often. So you're not stuck, because you're beating the drum of unwanted things, and the universe is bringing you plenty of unwanted things that match those things.